PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to PHPPB Weekly, episode number 60. Today is Saturday, April 26, 2008. I am your co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life on the boards. Our other co-host, Douglas Bell, is out today. He is doing a test. So I'm left doing this podcast by myself, but not by myself. I have with me today Francis Lewis, my brother, also known as Handyman. Welcome, Francis.
Thank you.
So he was the only one that I could drag into to the podcast at the last minute, so I've got him. And you all are probably wondering, hey, I know that voice. Hey, David remembered that it was Saturday today. Yes, I did, and I got up on time. So, yep. So we're having a show at the usual time. What a shock.
Woohoo!
All right, a few things out of the way. PHPBB Weekly is a live participation podcast. We're live right now on TalkShoe. You can join in by calling 724-444-7444. The show ID, also known as the TalkCast ID, is 12418. And as usual, you can either call in to ask questions or you can join us on the chat room, the TalkShoe chat room, which is always very exciting. So I certainly recommend that. Before we go on, PHP Weekly is sponsored by GoToMeeting. And GoToMeeting is basically it's a cool application where it's like an online application where you can have a meeting online. Everybody sees your computer, for example, and you can do all this stuff on your computer, like if you're showing a specific program, and everybody sees your computer screen. So while you're on a conference call, that basically enables you to have a meeting instead of having to fly out or, you know, drive to a specific location. Very good for companies that work with other companies across the internet that, you know, they may not have time to go over and fly it. I've used this program a couple times. It's really, really a very neat program. Definitely recommend to try it. You get a 30-day free trial if you go to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts for the free trial. All right. Everybody's complaining about the audio, but I can hear everything okay, so that means it's going to be recorded just fine. So everybody's always complaining about the audio, but not a whole lot we can do about that. TalkShoe apparently doesn't do so well on audio, unfortunately. Sometimes we get it good, sometimes we don't, so not much we can do about that. Oh, well.
Except that if you decide to talk to me, I won't be able to hear you, so, you know.
You can't hear me?
It is very crackly. It's bad.
Okay, well, all right. We're, of course, continuing coverage of the PHPBB2 end-of-life announcement. And the reason I don't say end of life is because it hasn't happened yet. Like I tell Douglas, the end of the world has not come yet. The end of the world comes in 8 months. So it is only the announcement at this point. Each of the teams are supposed to post their respective announcements about what each team is going to do for the end of life. And so far, only the mod team has posted what they will do. As usual, the PHPBB2 end of life will happen on January 1st, 2009. Security updates will be ceased on February 1st, 2009. And some of the forums will be hidden at different times. Some of them will be archived. It just depends. Francis, you might want to plug the audio through your headphones.
I'm trying to connect to the TalkShoe. How do I do that?
Connect to the TalkShoe through what?
TalkShoe.
You need the TalkShoe application. you use the TalkShoe application, which you should have downloaded to your computer. So while Francis is trying to get connected, I'll continue. The end of life, right now, they're like WG Eric posted some of the mod team's decisions on the end of life. The 2.0 mod writers discussion and 2.0 mod requests will be set to read only on July 1st, 2008. The mods in development will be set to not allow new topics, but replying to existing topics will be allowed. That'll happen on July 1st, 2008. And the reason for that is that at July 1st, after that particular point, it doesn't really make sense to have new mods submitted to the mod database. So new mods won't be submitted to the mod database. Mod updates will be taken, specifically security issues fixed for existing mods, until February 1st, 2009, when all the mod forums will be closed. Now, WG Eric mentioned that, you know, right now he wanted to give the worst of the news, and, you know, it's like, okay, that's the plan at the current time, but it doesn't mean that it's the set-in-stone plan. You know, of course, he wants to feel it out, but he'd rather give the worst of the news now and then give better news later if that'll happen. But right now we're hoping for, by the time that January 1st and February 1st comes around, there won't be many people running PHPBB2. Hopefully that'll be the case. Now, as we've seen within the last couple of weeks, there are some people who are quite unhappy with this decision, as there were when PHPBB1 died, and I'm sure as there are with PHP's decision to go with ending support for PHP 4 and just going with PHP 5. But this is very typical it's very typical software development cycle. So it's not very unusual for this cycle to progress. But, you know, you'll always have those people who are not very happy about it, and specifically more of the people who mod up their boards, like the, you know, somebody who's put 100, 200 mods or whatever on their boards. Now, for somebody like that, though, the thing is, with 2.0, they can't really run the updates anyways. They can't update their board easily. And are you on the call? Okay, well, still waiting for Handyman. They can't update their 2.0 board easily, so it doesn't really make sense for security updates to continue because they're not able to apply them. For example, people who have categories hierarchy mod installed, which is almost a complete rewrite, and people just can't update their 2.0 installations easily anyways. It's like you're going to spend about the same amount of time updating that as you would building whatever you need to build for the update to 3.0. Now, the 3.0 conversion, the converter, actually works great with the categories hierarchy. It just won't update the left and right IDs, which means it won't be in a category. That's on my handyman here. Okay, are you with us?
Yes, hopefully.
I don't hear you. I don't hear you at all. You must have your mic muted.
My mic is definitely not muted.
Okay. Well, I don't hear you. You might want to go back to X-Lite. So, anyway. The categories hierarchy, it will convert a categories hierarchy board. You just have to go back into the administration control panel and align your hierarchy of forums, which really doesn't take that much time. It certainly is a lot quicker than trying to build like a custom updater like we did back when PHPBB3 was like in beta 3, I believe. We created our own updater and updated our categories hierarchy boards, and that was a pretty big pain, but we did it, and it would have been much better if we had waited for the updater built by 3.0 to come in and update the board and then just aligned our hierarchy of forums in the administration control panel. So that's much better to do. Now, what will 2.0 mean for people who have a lot of, or what will 3.0 mean for people who have a lot of mods installed on their 2.0 boards? Well, first of all, it'll mean they don't have to install so many mods, because all that functionality, let's take the attachment mod, for example. The attachment mod is it's a mod on 2.0. It's not something that comes standard in 2.0 installation. It is something that comes standard in 3.0 installation. You have a lot of moderator tools that are mods for 2.0, yet they come standard on 3.0. You don't have to install mods to get that. Warning system, I don't believe that 2.0 has a warning system. 3.0 has a warning system. And of course, it all logs that. There are still some things that people will want to install as mods, specifically things that are more popular, like a quick reply has been very popular, of course. RSS Atom syndication feeds, which is actually our mod of the week this week for 3.0, but that's something that does not come in 3.0 standard. It will come in 3.2, but it will, again, it's a mod in 2.0, it's a mod in 3.0, but the thing is, the mods are a little bit easier to install by hand in 3.0 than they were for 2.0. But the thing about 2.0 is it had an easy mod. It had an easy mod application where you could easily install mods, which isn't available for 3.0 yet, except for the development of Blinky, which is basically our 3.0 easy mod. And that is coming along, but it's coming along slowly, and it does work. I talked with Josh at Jelly Donut earlier today, and he said it's effectively ready for beta, but then we're changing some things with ModX. We're actually going to release a new version of ModX. So that's on hold at the moment until the new version of ModX comes around. And I'm sure we'll give a full announcement of what has changed in the ModX, but it's got some more logical changes to it that will allow easier installations of boards, and it's basically going to be easier for the end user and hopefully easier for the mod author as well. The connections between the language installations and the style installations will be, that'll be handled better in the new ModX. But anyway, that's a later show. When that's actually released, we'll talk about the new features in the new ModX. So, but Blinky right now, it's in if you go to code.phpbb.com, you can download Blinky. It's called Mod Manager there, and you can certainly use it to install mods on your board, and it will install most mods. Obviously there's a few bugs left in it that they'll need to work out, but it does the job pretty well for a basic mod installation. And that's really just what people need, is just a basic mod installation. It's like EasyMod, but Blinky is going to be much more than EasyMod for PHPBB2 was. It's going to handle a lot more. So hopefully that will entice a lot more people to switch as well. But it does exist now, so people don't have to worry about that. But if you're like me, you install all your mods by hand, no matter what. And because I want to see the code that I'm putting in there, I want to see, how it's going in and what it's affecting. And if I need to make any last minute changes, I'll do that to the mod as I'm installing it. If I might spot a bug or I might spot a security issue as I'm installing it, because I have a tendency to install in development mods. So that's one way that I can kind of catch some of those bugs and security issues before they sprout on the board. But not everybody does it that way, and everybody installs the mods their own way, and certainly the automatic installation is easier for most people. And of course that is something that the mod team is working on, and certainly something that we'll be working on more heavily between now and January 1st. Now, between now and January 1st, what should you do if you run a PHP board? Should you panic and convert right away? No, not necessarily. What you need to do is get a plan for what you're going to do. If you're just running a basic vanilla PHPBB2 installation, you can go ahead and convert now if you want, or you can install a 3.0 board like a lot of people do, is they'll install a 3.0 board somewhere else on their site and then use, some of their staff might – get to know the new 3.0 features and the way it works and everything, because it is different than 2.0. There's a lot more stuff to take in. There's a lot more features to take in. So, you know, it's important to know some how some of those features work. It's fairly intuitive, but if you've been with 2.0 for a long time, it is different, but not so different that you couldn't easily pick it up. And of course, the support forms are always there if you need help. So there, and the support team is very good about that. One thing that'll be nice about the retirement 2.0 is that each team on the PHPB.com teams will concentrate more of their effort on 3.0. You know, everybody won't be split between maintaining two different softwares, basically, is what we're doing at this point. All the support team is concentrating on both 2 and 3 support requests, whereas it will just be 3.0 support requests, which means those requests will be handled faster and better and everything. The mod team, which currently validates 2.0 and 3.0 mods, it'll just be 3.0 mod validation, which will, of course, mean that 3.0 mods can be submitted in more quantity and be validated quicker, which is, of course, very, very good. It'll mean that, you know, we don't have to worry about some of the older 2.0 security issues. It'll mean that the development team does not have to maintain the 2.0, you know, have to maintain the 2.0, which actually takes a fair bit amount of time, especially if a security issue is found. And, you know, that does take time to go through the whole process of, you know, finding exactly what that does, submitting a patch and making sure that patch doesn't break something else, and then, you know, testing it. You know, there's this long process of fixing security issues in any software. You know, 2.0 is definitely not excluded from that. And one thing that it will do is it will enable that time that's normally spent on maintaining 2.0, they can now maintain 3.0. The 3.0.0 branch, which is in its maintenance, on December 27th, when 3.0 Gold was released, that was the moment that 3.0 became a maintenance. They're just maintaining it at this point. They're no longer developing for it. They're maintaining it. Development started now on 3.2, the Ascreus, the future for PHPBB. And, you know, like I've said on earlier podcast, 2.0 is a stepping stone. 3.0 is a stepping stone. Each one is meant to get you periodically to where you want to go. And yes, some people don't like 3.0 because it's so much bigger than 2.0. But you know, the internet has progressed, and you have a lot of people who are, you know, installing a lot of mods to get the same functionality that 3.0 already has by default. And, you know, 3.0, it's just as easy, if not easier, to install as 2.0 is. And it's certainly easier to maintain your board on 3.0, in my opinion, than 2.0. Now, I know Douglas, if he were here, he would probably argue that a bit. But he's not here, so I can say that. So anyway, that's some of the things that that will benefit from 2.0 going end of life. It'll mean that everybody can concentrate on 3.0 fully. Mod team, styles team, support team, and development team will all have a lot more time to concentrate on 3.0, the development of 3.2, and the future of PHPBB, which is really the biggest reason, of course. And then, of course, we have the reason that PHP 4 is going end of life. It's not the primary reason. I know a lot of people who are unhappy with the decision like to make that the primary reason that we're going end of life for PHP 2. It's not the primary reason. The primary reason is that, you know, we need to move on. It's 3.0 has been out. It will have been out for about 13 months by the time that security updates are no longer submitted for 2.0. So that's quite a while. That's a good long time. There's a long time between now and when 2.0 will go end of life. So there's plenty of time to plan, but you should plan now. You know, start making a plan of what you want to do so that by the time PHP 2 goes end of life, that you're ready to update. And of course, support for conversions will always be there, even from conversions from 1.0. So, or 1.4, so that you know, that will never be a problem in converting, you know. So that's a very good thing. All right, moving on from there, I'm sure everybody's a little bit tired of hearing about the 2.0 end-of-life announcement, but that's a very hot topic at this point because it affects a lot of people because 2.0 was a very popular board. It got PHPBB to its popularity it's what brought PHPBB popularity. So it's definitely very important to everybody, especially those who are running 2.0 boards now, because it's, in a sense, a lot of them feel like they're being forced to update. Of course, we're like, you're not being forced to update. You don't have to update if you don't want to. But if you want to receive support, you're going to have to update. Now, somebody with 200 mods installed, there's not really much we can do for them if they request support, because the problem that they are having is very unlikely with the PHPBB core. It's more likely with a bug anyways. But, you know, those are the people who are probably heavily affected by the 2.0 end of life. But, you know, what can you do? Got to move on. And the PHP teams are moving on. So that's what we're doing. Some of the new awesome features in 3.0 I just wanted to touch on. For end users, you have the attachments feature, which is something very, very nice to have, of course. That was a big mod for PHPBB 2, probably, if not the one of the most definitely one of the most popular mods for PHPBB 2. And, but of course it meant that you've made a lot of edits, added a lot of files, and with 3.0 it means that mod is already there without any additional edits or anything. One thing that the attachment mod does is it allows you to set what extensions you want to be able to upload, and there's several groups that you can upload them in. You know, there's archives, and those are like zip archives, gzip archives. You have images, so JPEG, GIF, PNGs are all in the images category. There's very no, I didn't actually. All right, let's try this again. All right, are you there?
Hopefully.
Yes, you're on. Yay. All right, I can stop talking to myself now. That gets really boring after a while.
It's been really annoying because it's super crackly for me, so I can't even hear what you're jabbering on and on about.
You're just on the other side of the room. All right. Well, before I move on to there, did you have anything to add to everything I was saying, or did you hear any of it?
I hardly heard any of it. I'm serious, the sound quality is really bad.
Not much I can do about that, though. So, we're talking about some of the new features of PHPBB 3, specifically the attachments feature. And you're familiar with the PHPBB 2 attachments mod?
Yeah, by Acidburn.
Yeah. And what was involved in editing that? I know it was a great mod. It was one of the most popular mods for 3.0. But tell us, you know, a little bit about what it did.
It did basically the same thing that the PHPBB 3 version does, except it had update functionality, if I remember correctly. So you could actually update a mod instead of having to delete it and upload a new one.
That's if I remember correctly. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong here, but...
You know, it was a cool mod. Created an ease mod template, and it did its job very well.
So now when you say it could update a file, you said update a mod, but I'm sure you meant update a file.
Yes. So instead of you know, if you upload an attachment, like a mod or something, and you have a version number and you want to upload basically a new version, you could update it instead of having to delete the current one and uploading a new one and therefore losing your download count and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that is one functionality that we do miss in the new 3.0 attachments feature, but I would believe everything else is there, and certainly the update ability will come in 3.2, at least what I've heard, and hopefully that will be the case. With 3.0, of course, you have you could control the extensions that you want. You can control whether it's users can post them in and out in private messages, and what boards they can post them in. You know, it's all independently controlled through permissions, which are of course controlled by roles and by groups, as well as on a per user basis. So it makes that a little bit easy to work with. For mod developers, for developers themselves, this is not so much a user feature, but the SQL_build_query and the SQL_build_array. Those are two very, very popular little functions that probably, I would say, at least 90% of mods either use or should use these two functions. SQL build underscore query and SQL build underscore array. Here, I'll type. People are asking what functions they are exactly in the chat. There, these two functions. The SQL underscore build underscore query, basically it means that that's a build. Obviously, it's a build query. What that does is it allows you to build a SQL query by left joining tables. You can do an order by, a where clause, and the great thing about these is that if you do the, like for example, if you do a huge query, you can build it in a SQL build query, and it will be compatible with all of the DBAL or the DBMS types in 3.0. It also makes it easier to read, easier to add on to. One of the things that I do is, if I'm doing a count, if I'm trying to count the total number of rows for pagination, for example, then I'll just take the same query and I'll just apply a count to the where array. And, that makes it a little bit easier, but that's a little technical. People can look it up on the coding documentation. You can also look it up on the coding guidelines. It does show how to use these two functions in the coding in the 3.0 coding guidelines, which is found on area51.phppb.com.
Basically, it's made to take a very complex query and make it look pretty, is what it's supposed to do, and also make it in a very standardized form so you don't have any bad code in your query. But it's for if you're like David said, if you're like joining more than one table, if you're just using one table, you can just do a regular query. But that's a cycle build query. Now the cycle build array can be used almost any time you're inserting or updating a record. You'll want to look in how to use that as well. Pretty much the only time you won't use the you don't want to use the cycle build array is if you have to do say you're updating an ID or actually a number in the database record, and you have to do like the number plus 2 or something like that. That's the only time you can't use the cycle build array. So you want to look into doing that if you have to do any cycle queries at all. There are some great tools to use.
Mm-hmm. The other nice thing about the SQL build array is that when using update or insert, you don't have to escape any of the individual fields, because that happens automatically in those arrays. If you're inserting a string, it will escape those automatically, so you don't have to specify that those are escaped. So, one thing that it does do is it, especially when you're using updating and inserting, it makes those queries safer to run. And of course, now if you're using a where clause, you still need to make sure that your where is escaped. If it's a string, if it's an int, then you just need to make sure and force that it's an integer into the where clause, and that happens with whatever you use. Of course, one of the most important things that you can do is when creating mods or editing your board in PHP 3 is make sure – yes, I said integer. Starless Code is pointing out that I said int. Yes, it's integer. Int or integer, it means the same thing. when creating mods or editing your PHP3 installation, it's very important that you keep security in mind. And one of the most, one of the biggest things that I see come through as security issues, people who are not, who don't realize exactly what their, what they're creating, they'll create a lot of SQL injections, which are basically, it enables people to insert code that will interact with your database directly. If a string, for example, is not properly escaped, if it's not properly sanitized, then it allows an SQL injection to come through. And what that will do is it'll allow a hacker to basically insert code into your database, or it'll basically be able to log in as, say, an administrator without a password, for example. All those can be done through an SQL injection. So that's very important. It's very important that people know how an SQL injection works and program in such a way that their board is not vulnerable in that way. And, of course, the other vulnerability that I find common is undefined indexes and variables, which PHP 3 will catch as long as you have debug and debug extra enabled. And you can do that in your config.php. Make sure you enable those two constants, because that will enable you to properly debug your PHP 3 installation as you develop for it and as you create mods for it. So, of course, that's very important. Did you have anything to add to that?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll go on from there. The difference I wanted to touch on this, actually I should have really touched on this a little bit earlier, but I'll go ahead and touch on it now. This is a question that came up for 3.0 with the recent PHP 2 end-of-life announcement. Some people are saying 3.0 can't possibly be as secure as 2.0. It can't possibly, because it was just released. They're only at 3.0.1, and 2.0 wasn't even stable until 3 or 4 or something like that. It wasn't even stable until those revisions came down. And of course, you had security issues up through 2.0.10 or 11. I don't remember exactly when there was the widespread bug that came out. That widespread virus that attacked a lot of boards back in 2005, and then I believe the 2.0.11, if I remember correctly, was the release that there was the security release that came out to address those viruses and bug issues. But
that's funny. My first PHP BB2 board was 2.0.10.
Yes, and that was hacked, wasn't it?
No, actually, but I had it upgraded to 2.0.11 as soon as that came out.
Okay, which one was hacked? Because we did have one that was hacked. It was a virus that they had put in an iframe on the index page, including the cache.
Yeah, they poisoned the cache.
Okay.
And we were using extreme styles caching or something like that. And so all I did was just clear the cache, and that fixed that issue. And then I had to do some HD access work to keep access out, which is already done in PHP BB3. So you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you still have problems where there's been a lot of recent hacks where people have attacked, say, like the copper mine boards, where there's been some Coppermine vulnerabilities that enable people to upload files through a vulnerability in Coppermine. So anytime you have a Coppermine installation with a PHP 3 installation recently, those have been hacked a lot. And we've seen a lot of those come through, and that is something that people need to be aware of. So you should check the Coppermine forums for a security update if they've released one yet. Hopefully they have. But there's been... I was reading on the Yahoo announcement that there was something like
20,000, or was it 20,000 or 200,000?
No, it was 20,000.
20,000 Microsoft web servers hacked between January and, what was that, April, beginning of April?
Yes. Now, I don't know what that was through, though. I don't know if that's related or not, and I don't know how they... They got those. Actually, no. They did find a file, and it was a file created by some Chinese hackers, and that was the first time that they had actually found a file embedded in with the with sites that were hacked. So they were able to determine how they were hacked before, and they'd always known how they got in, but they never knew really how they, you know, how they found the vulnerabilities, or how they did it, basically. And with this file, that was the first time that they were able to really see how they did it. So that was it was good. It was good, but there has been a lot of hacked servers since January because of this. Yeah, 20,000 is a lot. It is definitely a lot.
They were all Microsoft servers. It was through a vulnerability in Microsoft.
I believe the MS SQL database servers is what it was. So, but of course, now we use both Linux. We use both a Linux box and a Mac OS X server box. Of course, if you're going to get a server, we always recommend a Linux installation server. That's probably one of the best ones that you can get. We use Debian, but there's a lot of good ones out there. But anyway, you should do your own research and find out find out about those kind of things before you get into it. But the Microsoft servers have always been a pain to deal with. I had to deal with a couple of them before, and they're I would definitely not recommend that to anybody. Definitely go with a Linux. So, all right. But anyway, going back to what I was talking about before we digressed, the stability with 3.0 came into question. Everybody said, well, 2.0 wasn't even stable until the 0.3 release. 3.0 came out on December 27th. It was more stable than 2.0 currently is. And people say, well, how can you say that? 2.0 is at revision 23, and 3.0 just came out. Well, it is. The reason is that stability, it doesn't have to do with, like somebody said, well, you know, what is stability? That to me is like a crash. Well, no, stability does not mean a crash. Stability means bug-free. It means that your installation is more compatible. It means that you have the various things. It can mean that it will crash if it's not stable. It could mean that there's bugs in it if it's not as stable. 2.0 has a lot of bugs in it that can't really be addressed properly. And one of the reasons is that there's a lot of limitations in PHP 4, even the core of PHP BB 2. And the only way to really address them properly is to basically rewrite it or do a lot of revamping, which would, of course, break compatibility with most PHP BB 2 mods and PHP BB 2 styles. And, you know, it's like once you've done that, now you've just created 3.0. So, again, another reason that 2.0 went end of life, you know, it's like, do you rewrite that? You can't really rewrite that because, again, you've just created 3.0 if you do. And so it's like, you know, it's better to just drop that and go with 3.0 than it is to go through the trouble of rewriting that. But there's a lot of stability issues, and by stability it means bugs, some issues that are not addressed in 2.0 and that possibly can't be addressed in 2.0, but also because PHP moving on, it's got to develop for 3.2, it's got to maintain 3.0, and maintaining 2.0 at this point is just kind of out of the question for the development team. But 3.0 did come out a lot more stable than 2.0 is now. And, of course, with 3.0.1, it has more stability than 3.0.0. They released a lot of fixes that addressed stability and a couple that addressed security. But, that's part of software development. So, anyway, I just wanted to touch on that real quick because that did come into question. And, of course, I did answer that on the board and gave a complete explanation of stability and how that affects 3.0 versus 2.0. So people can view that in the topic. What's that topic name? It's called What Will the End of the Retirement of 2.0 Mean for You? Where everybody posts how did 2.0 retirement affects them, what they will do about it. So.
And we would like to hear from you in there.
The chat room is going off, going, David, don't go all Mac fanboy on us. Hey, I can't help it.
Hey, it's not Mac fanboy, it's anti-Microsoft.
Yeah, you can view it that way, because, like, I suppose if you, because you know, I view it, for example, in the browser world, I view any alternative to IE as a good thing. I don't care what you use. You can use Safari, you can use Opera, you can use Firefox, you can use a host of other browsers that are out there. As long as you don't use Internet Explorer, I'm okay with that. And the same thing with Microsoft Windows. If you use a Linux distribution, I'm okay with that. If you use Mac OS X, I'm okay with that. As long as you don't use Microsoft Windows. Now, a lot of people are going to be like, hey, David, don't say that. Well, actually, that's just how I feel. But
well, Internet Explorer, so far, is the only browser that's not standards compliant.
Right.
And they claim to be working on that, but it's not doing a real great job of it. Whereas other browsers like Safari, mainly Safari is fixing bugs, fixing standard compliant issues faster than anybody can create tests for it to see what's broken. So you've heard of the ACID tests. They've come out with ACID-1, ACID-2, and ACID-3. And actually WebKit, which is like the nightly build of Safari, passes the ACID-3 test. It's 100% on that. And also Opera does too. It's the only two browsers that pass all three of the ACID tests.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading the blog of the ACID 3 developers. It was really the ACID test developers. And he was complaining about the fact that IE can't conform to anything, you know, and the fact that, you know, they were working on the ACID 3 and they were about to complete ACID 3 and they were still trying to, create things that Safari wasn't compatible with, because they were complaining about the fact that Safari was fixing their bugs faster than the ACID testers could create issues that Safari would need to fix. Now, I meant WebKit. WebKit Nightly, not Safari. WebKit, of course, is a rendering engine, but it's what powers Safari. But specifically the WebKit Nightly. Safari, it takes a long time for the WebKit updates to propagate to Safari. I run WebKit Nightly builds, as I view they're a little bit more stable, in my opinion, than Safari builds. And also the fixes and especially security updates get to WebKit a whole lot faster than they get to Safari. Though Apple is pretty good about if there's a security issue with Safari, they'll get a security update in there pretty quick.
Well, to give you some idea, Safari scores 71% on the ACID 3 test, and WebKit scores 100%.
I don't think I'm hearing you at all. Might want to unmute your mic.
It appears that my mic was muted. I had it against the chair. Anyway, Safari scores 71% on the ACID 3 test, and WebKit scores 100% and has for a while. So the latest updates just haven't made it to Safari just yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Opera is another browser that updates very quickly, and they've passed the ACID 3 test as well as 100%. They apparently claim that they had passed it in private beta. Before Safari did, before WebKit did, I'm sorry. But WebKit was the first one to publicly pass the ACID 3 test. But again, it just, and one of the things, you know, again, that the developer for the ACID test was really complaining about the fact that in Internet Explorer 8 Beta 1, Internet Explorer or Microsoft is just finally coming out with a compatible, you know, a compliant browser to the ACID 2 tests, and already ACID 3 is released and other browsers are starting to become compliant with ACID 3. So, you know, that's kind of a pain, and you can see some of our frustrations with the Internet Explorer 2, and somebody might say, well, why should you be concerned about that? Why would that affect you? Why would you, you know, why is browser war such a big issue? The reason that browser wars are such a big issue is because it affects all web developers and web designers in such a way that, for example, if I'm building a website and I've got to create cross-browser compatibility, that means it's got to work on all browsers. I'll create a website and it will work on Firefox, Opera, Safari, and pretty much any other browser that you can pull up the way it's supposed to. It looks the way it's supposed to, except Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer will consistently be the only browser that looks completely different. And it will be the one that, you know, JavaScript errors. And, you know, so it is a big pain. And so when I see that, you know, if Internet Explorer 8 becomes compliant, for example, with the ACID 3 test, that will make a huge difference for web developers and web designers, because it means that we'll not have to pull our hair out to design for all these different browsers. Well, what I mean by all these different browsers is really IE versus the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is a whole heck of a lot more compliant than IE is. And IE is just a pain to deal with right now if you are a web designer, web developer. Now, if you're an end user, you're like, I don't understand what your problem is, David. Why? Now you know what the problem, why we have the problem with Microsoft Internet Explorer browsers.
Now, as you can tell, David's had a lot of experience with trying to hack websites to be able to look decent in Internet Explorer. Personally, I had a headache of time trying to get the Ajax chat to work with Internet Explorer because it has so many JavaScript bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to work around a JavaScript in Internet Explorer so many times. So it's a real pain.
A web designer, web developer truly does not know how bad it is until they have tried to design a site to be cross-browser compatible, or design several sites to be cross-browser compatible that needs JavaScript, that is a tableless CSS2 or CSS3 design. You know, basically Web 2.0. If you have created a Web 2.0 tableless design, if you have created at least one site that way, then you realize how bad IE is, or how much time you spend making IE compatible with your site. And yes, it is a big pain, because I've done it a lot. It's why I have Mac OS X plus Parallels installation, so that I can test IE side by side with my Mac installation to see how it affects. And yeah, it's a pain. But anyway. And I was kind of digressing a little bit. I want to close the show in a minute. But first, a reminder of PHPB Londonvasion in July. Be sure to check out the announcement for that. They still haven't opened up the registration for Londonvasion yet. As soon as they do, we will let you know. PHPBB Londonvasion, if you are wanting to advertise on PHPBB Londonvasion, you can contact Marshall Rusty on the PHPBB boards by going to phpbb.com and then go to the teams, and you can see Marshall Rusty on there. You can PM him. I believe there's a page for Londonvasion. I'll need to get the URL from Marshall Rusty before I share that. But anyway, look for that announcement coming up in some future episodes. Hopefully that will open soon and everybody can start booking their tickets and flights to Londonvasion. What, Handyman, now you've been involved with the mod development manager on Starter Guide. Can you tell the viewers a little bit about that and what status is on that? What does it do?
Currently, you can list your mod in the mod development manager on Starter Guide. It's supposed to be able to manage all the aspects of the mod. However, we're currently in version 0.1.0. We're working on a few bugs in the update system, but you should be able to do that soon. But it's supposed to be able to create the modx file for you automatically. For those of you who don't like to write modx by hand, we will have a modx generator on there. Let's see. It creates a development topic for you, and it will soon create a development topic automatically on phpbb.com as well. So we're trying to stick with phpbb.com. It will also, at some point along the line, it will be able to submit a mod to the mod database on phpbb.com. So it takes care of all the versions, and it will also eventually take care of language translations for you for anybody that would like to translate their mod or have somebody translate their mod for them in a different language. So it's meant to be a very diverse development manager.
And you know what I would like to hear is from the actual mod developers, how exactly they would like to see a mod development manager work for them. You know, we're integrating a lot of different features, and of course, what feature right now? What version is mod development manager at currently?
It's at 0.2.0 dev is what it is.
Okay.
There were some bugs in the 0.1.0 that we had to get fixed out for before 0.2.0.
Well, wouldn't that make it 0.1.1 or something?
Not exactly. It's currently in an early build phase.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. All right. I won't try to understand that. I'll look at it later. all right. So there's a lot of different features that are coming into Mod Development Manager that are not currently there, but they are coming. And if you would like to have a specific feature for mod development, you know, if you're a mod author and you can think of something, a feature that you would like to see in the Mod Development Manager to make mod development easier for yourself, because that's the whole point of this whole process, to make mod development easier, make modX creation easier, make submitting to the mod database easier because it does your packaging automatically for you, make translations easier because we have a large community of translators that will be translating mods through a control panel that will automatically compile them into an SVN with your mod that you've started in the mod development project. And the good part about that is that, for example, I have one mod that supports 11 different languages. That was a really, really big pain to try and compile all that into one mod, specifically on the ModX side, because I had to integrate all these different things. Well, now that's going to be done all automatically, so it's going to save a lot of time if you're dealing with mod translations. So that's just one of the things that are coming to the Mod Development Manager. It's not there yet, but that's just one of the things that are coming to it. But if you have an idea for the Mod Development Manager, a feature that you'd like to see, please let us know on the Star Trek Guide boards. There is a Mod Development forum that you can go to where you can see all the new mods that have been started through the Mod Development Manager. And, of course, as you use it, we'll be able to fix bugs quicker as long as you report them. You can go to the site into bugs. There's a specific forum for submitting bugs for the Mod Development Manager as well.
We'll create a topic for features so you can request certain features. And a lot of them may already be added to the roadmap, but the roadmap is not currently public, so go ahead and request away.
Yeah, so that'll be good. All right, and of course, I already gave the status on Blinky. It's about ready for beta, still waiting on the new ModX, though you can use it as is right now to install mods on your board. All right, the mod of the week this week is the full syndication suite. Now, I'm not sure if I had given this mod as a mod of the week before, but I'll go ahead and give it now because it's in RC1 phase now. The mod is developed by Shkumi. Shkumi, I hope I pronounced that right. That's at least how it looks to me. Also known as Tuck on StarTrekGuide.com. And it's currently in 1.0. RC1 phase. Now, this full syndication suite, we actually use it on Star Trek Guide. It allows you to view RSS syndications, and it's just, if you can think of a configuration for how you want to do RSS feeds on your board, this mod will do it. I mean, it handles everything. It's very, very cool. So I encourage you to check that out. The link is in the chat room, and it's also on and it's going to also be in the show notes. So check that out. The style of the week this week is called Avalon by Cyber Alien. He is basically the style god for PHPBB. He's probably one of the most talented style designers for PHPBB. And this one is a light style. I wanted to do a light style this week because we've done some dark styles recently. This one is, if you've ever been to, I believe it's phpbbstyles.com, this kind of looks a lot like the styles that he's got there. It's a very light style with light grays. And let me see what the version number is on this. It looks to be based on Subsilver 2. I don't know that Cyber Alien deals a lot with the Pro Silver type styles. He does a lot of custom styles that are based on Subsilver 2. Basically, they're table designed instead of CSS designed. So you can check that out. The link for that is in the chat room and will also be in the show notes. And the Avalon comes in a lot of different colors. It comes in as default grays. It comes in blue, green, cayenne, or you can go to colorize it, which let's see what is beta.colorizeit.com. That's colorizeit.com for those who are in those who use British English, and that's a very cool site if you've not checked that one out yet. That's got 3.0 styles that you can view. And then you can modify the different styles using sliders, or you can modify the colors for the style using sliders and use up to 4 layers of different colors. And basically you can completely customize your board using this color generator. And so definitely recommend checking that out. And I'll put the link for that in the chat room and also in the show notes. It will be as well. You check out phpbweekly.net for all of our past shows, for show notes. You can listen to all of our past shows on there and view announcements, which we also post on there. The PHPBB Weekly forum is at StarTrekGuide.com. There's a specific podcast, PHPBB Weekly podcast forum on StarTrekGuide.com. That's where the official forum is. There is no episode next week for May 3rd. Douglas won't be out for this. He won't be in for the entire week that week, so he won't have time to edit the podcast. So therefore, there won't be a podcast on May 3rd. Our next episode will be episode number 61 on May 10th at the usual time, 12 p.m. Eastern, 1600 UTC, 9 a.m. Pacific. So be sure to be there for that. We'll have some new stuff to share with you. Every 2 weeks, we'll have a lot of new news. Especially with the PHPBB2 end of life and some of the new things that are going on, a lot of new exciting things that we've not yet told you about that we're going to be excited to share with you. So be sure to be there for that one, episode number 61, May 10th, at the usual time. Once again, PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at tetpodcasts.com. Be sure to go there to view all their tech podcasts if you're interested in tech podcasts. And that should do it. Once again, just a reminder that PHPBB Weekly is sponsored by GoToMeeting. So check out gotomeeting.com/techpodcast for a 30-day free trial. And I want to say thanks to Handyman for joining me on this one. He was the only one I could drag in here.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for dragging me in here.
And despite the bad audio quality, which everybody always complains about, the recorded quality will, as usual, be fine. So that's the good news. But all right. Well, that should do it for this episode of PHP Weekly. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, everyone.